Orange Gag.
Oh, hi, Rich. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Good. Hey, Tina. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I was just calling because we got an inquiry through our website from Julie saying that you guys wanted to reactivate the account.
Yeah. Yeah, but
okay.
There would be one little change. There would be, so I think right now it's R&J Services, but we actually changed the name to R&J Mechanical Services.
Oh, okay. So that's a nice change. We can definitely update the business address for you. So let me just make a note of it. R&J Mechanical Services. Okay. Now, do you know if you're wanting to go with the same package you had before, which had the Google ads, the Facebook ads, the custom web design, all of the bells and whistles, or what were you thinking?
What was the total on it?
That was $618 monthly.
$618.
Mm-hmm. But when you first signed up, you were paying $299 monthly. You had added some extra ads on there.
Gotcha. Yeah, we'll probably do that at first, and then if we want to change something, we can change it later.
So you'd start with the $299 package again, and then.
We'll just start with the ads and everything at first.
That's what I was thinking. That's a good way to jumpstart the profile and boost everything again. Okay, so is there a new card number that you'd like to use? Because I think we have an old one.
Yeah.
So let me go over here. And it's still Neyman's Road for the billing address, right?
You got it.
Okay.
And whenever you're ready.
Okay, go ahead. I'm ready when you are, Rich.
4737.
Okay.
020250.
Mm-hmm.
0533.
Mm-hmm.
5269. Expire 0326.
Okay, and the code?
And is 841.
841. Okay. So there's a $99 setup fee which will go on the first payment only, and that's just to reactivate everything and buy the new domain and go through the programming. I'm also going to go through a voice verification recording with you, which will outline your service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection. And then I'm going to create a new client interview. So I'm assuming that most of the services and everything would be the same, but just because there's a name change, I want to make sure that everything is updated accordingly. So what this says is to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
R&J Mechanical Services.
Okay, and then please state your name and title with the company.
Richard Davis, owner-operator.
And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business?
I am.
Okay. You're also an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
That is correct.
Okay. To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I do.
Okay, excellent. And then in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Can you repeat that?
Yes, all that means, and I'll repeat it again, is if you do anything else for your business online down the road, just let us know about it so that we can ensure that it doesn't conflict with anything we're doing for you, okay?
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. So it says, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts, you see, during the term of your agreement? Okay, perfect.
Yes, I do.
So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today, October 3rd, in the non-refundable amount of just $717, When your term is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the third day in the amount of $618. You may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to the renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes, I do.
Okay, excellent. So that concludes the voice verification recording. Oh, you know what? It's saying that I have an invalid account number, so I must have put a digit in wrong. I'm so sorry, Rich.
Sure.
Let's go over the numbers again. So if you still have the card, we'll start fresh.
Yep. 4737-0250.
Got it.
0533-5269.
Okay.
0326.
Okay.
And code is 841.
So before I store this, I'm going to read it back. 4737-0250-0533-5269.
Yep.
Okay, and then 3 of 26 and 841 on the back. Okay, excellent.
You got it.
So let me go ahead and save this, and I'll try to process it again. And then I'm going to create an appointment for my technician to call you later today, and they'll go over your keywords and getting y'all reset up. That'll take approximately 20 minutes, and I'll see what's available on the calendar. You can tell me what works. I have a 12 noon, a 1 p.m.,
or
a 2 p.m., 1 p.m., okay. So I'm going to block out an hour from 1 to 2 o'clock Eastern, and that's just in case my technician's prior appointment runs a little bit over and they call you at 1:15. Don't panic. Yes. They will call you sometime within that hour. And then you're all good to go. So they'll call you, and then do you want them to call this number for the client interview or call Julie on the other number, or does it not matter?
Maybe call Julie first, and if she doesn't answer because she's busy, to have call me secondary.
Okay, I'll put that on there. That's really a good plan. Okay, so just give her the heads up about that 1 o'clock appointment then, if you would, okay?
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Great. Well, welcome back, and have a really profitable year, and have a nice rest of your week too, okay?
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
All right. Thank you. Bye.